Thanks for watching this video. Today we will demonstrate how to use Windows PowerShell 3.0 to create multiple virtual machines in Windows Server 2012. First, we need to prepare the comma delimited values file. It contains configuration settings of virtual machines that we will create later in this demo. In the VHD folder column, you can specify in which folder you want to store the virtual hard disk files. Also, in the VHD name column, you can specify the name of the new virtual hard disk. Then, in the VHD parent path column, you can specify the path of the parent of the differencing disk to be created. Next, in the VM folder column, you can specify the path of the virtual machine folder. If you click the VM name column, you can specify the name of the new virtual machine. In the memory setup bytes column, you can specify the amount of memory megabytes to assign the virtual machine. Finally, in the VM switch name column, you can specify the name of the virtual switch if you want to connect. However, if you do not have any virtual switch to configure, you can leave this column blank. After editing the configurations, we need to save the spreadsheet to a .csv file. Let's start with Windows PowerShell and run import module commandlet to import module file. Then we can type commandlet new-osc virtual machine with the CSV file parameter to create a virtual machine. When the script finishes running, it shows the result in the Windows PowerShell console. We can get a brief information about these newly created virtual machines. Now, in Hyper-V Manager, you can see these two virtual machines have been created. Lastly, let's check some of the configuration settings of those virtual machines we have just created. As you can see, all the value settings of the virtual machines have been correctly configured as expected. That's all for this video. Thanks for watching!